Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. The Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin. I am weighing in, as I do on a weekly basis on this podcast, and I'm very interested to hear your topics of interest or any questions you have regarding health, nutrition, lifestyle that you'd like to hear me discuss here on Intelligent Medicine. You can email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. So, experts urge evaluation of diet at routine checkups. Experts are urging the evaluation of a patient's diet at routine checkups. Something sound remiss here. Like, I want to say, but why hasn't that been happening? And I'll give you an example, and I borrow this all the time from Dr. David Perlmutter. My dog was sick. I took my dog to the vet. The vet asked me, what are you feeding him? Shouldn't it stand to reason that if any of us goes to visit our doctor, how are you doing? Oh, I don't feel well. I have this symptom. I have that symptom. This is wrong. That's wrong. I have this rash. Well, what are you eating? Shouldn't that be a common question? Well, look, physicians don't have time for that. And that's why I think there should be a partnership with all physicians, and especially primary care physicians, to partner with a qualified nutritionist. The time has come for routine healthcare visits to include some form of dietary assessment and counseling. And this is according to a new scientific statement from the American Heart Association, right? And this was in the journal Circulation, Cardiovascular Quality and Outcomes. And that's an American Heart journal. The statement, written by a group of nutrition and cardiovascular disease experts, recommends the adoption of a rapid diet screening tool that could be integrated into electronic health record platforms across all healthcare settings. Look, I've worked as a hospital dietitian, and there were times where we had to do a rapid diet screening tool. It doesn't even come close. It doesn't even hold a candle to a comprehensive nutrition assessment. And this happens one-on-one with a nutrition professional, such as myself, for example, right? Dietary patterns and quality are not sufficiently prioritized when addressing modifiable risk factors during regular healthcare office visits. See, that's why I think that every, at least primary care physician, should have a nutritionist, a dietitian in their office. that they should be required to visit with. All of their patients should be required to visit with to get that comprehensive nutritional assessment. Why? Because when your doctor tells you you have high blood pressure and here's a prescription, well, maybe you're not fond of medication. And the partnership between a doctor, you know, a physician and a nutritionist should be diet and lifestyle modifications first. Let's see if diet and lifestyle interventions will help you before I write you a prescription for this beta blocker or this calcium channel blocker or this hydrochlorothiazide, this diuretic for you to take so you could lower your blood pressure. It should be first, do no harm, right? Hippocratic oath. Well, pharmaceuticals, medications as such, have a litany of side effects for many people. But a change in your diet, a change in your lifestyle, this would be preferable. You're not going to have side effects. You're going to eat a better diet. You're going to move your body in a way that's healthful and helpful in reducing that said high blood pressure. I'm using blood pressure as one example. Okay? So, poor diet quality, this is what the experts are saying, this study in Circulation, poor diet quality has surpassed all other risk factors for death, accounting for 11 million deaths and about half of cardiovascular disease deaths globally. And this is according to the 2017 Global Burden of Disease Study, a comprehensive report on the health impact of diet in 195 countries around the world. Poor diet quality has surpassed all other risk factors for death. Think about that. What you put in the pie hole, right? The statement authors reviewed 15 existing screening tools, assessing each to provide insight on the feasibility of incorporating an evidence-based dietary screening tool into routine practice. And the authors list numerous reasons why members of a healthcare team may not address diet quality during a routine office visit. Hey, a dietitian, a qualified nutritionist, should be part of the healthcare team, and that's where diet would be addressed. So, the authors are listing these reasons of why members of a healthcare team may not address diet during a routine office visit. Here are the reasons: lack of training and knowledge, lack of time and reimbursement, competing demands during the often short office visits, and that nutrition services aren't integrated into many healthcare settings. Boom! Therein lies the problem and the answer. We need nutrition services to be integrated into all healthcare settings. Hey, when you check into a hospital, part of the assessments you get upon entry or within the first 48 hours of any good hospital is going to require a nutrition assessment. Any doctor's office visit, outpatient visit, should include a nutrition assessment. It makes sense. It's responsible. I think it's irresponsible not to have one. I think it's irresponsible to say, oh, you have high blood pressure, here's a script, and nothing is said about the bucket of flan you just ate or the donut sandwich you had for lunch yesterday or that super gulp that you drink every day. The piles of sugar in your diet. The pile, you know, the weight that's on your body, the excess pounds that you're carrying on your body that is contributing to that high blood pressure. The insulin resistance that's occurring because of your poor diet and the excess pounds that is contributing to that high blood pressure. That insulin resistance, the excess pounds, the diet is all fixed with a proper nutrition assessment and intervention. This is where all things should start all treatment should start before that prescription pad is ever taken out and filled. Right? So, these barriers can be overcome. We want a valid, reliable way to assess diet that reflects the best science. And most of the tools assessed take under 10 minutes to use. Three of the tools assessed meet criteria set forth in the statement and may provide a framework to help practices incorporate diet screening into their workflow. Listen, it's not just about asking the fruit and vegetable consumption question, and a comprehensive assessment can't be done in under 10 minutes. You want a full assessment. But what they're looking at doing here is having a rapid eating assessment for participants, a shortened assessment, and the Mediterranean Diet Adherence Screener, which asks more than 10 questions that covers major food groups, as well as processed foods and alcohol consumption. So they're thinking about using a rapid assessment tool. But listen, you want to use an evidence-based approach. You want to be able to assess the total dietary pattern, right? They mentioned speed, that they don't get enough time to spend with patients. And that's why extending the visit to include that consult with a nutritionist would be so very beneficial. And that comprehensive assessment can then lead to the ability to give actionable next steps and support to those patients, right? And the ability to track and monitor dietary change over time, right? So many medical conditions are related to diet, and the physician follow-up should also require the nutritionist follow-up to take a holistic approach to that the intervention to target that particular medical condition. That's what we're talking about. An important component, in addition to evaluating diet quality, is targeting actionable changes, helping patients set achievable goals, and then following up at the next visit. This should all be done by nutrition professionals, and there should be a space in every doctor's office for a nutrition professional, right? A healthy diet can improve cardiovascular disease risk and outcomes. What you eat and how much can affect other controllable risk factors like blood pressure, like being overweight, like diabetes, right? And this scientific statement was written on behalf of the American Heart Association's Council on Lifestyle and Cardiometabolic Health. So, it's important to look at all of this and across the life cycle, starting with pediatrics all the way to geriatrics, right? And everyone in between, including during pregnancy, all of that, there should always be the visit with the nutritionist to help that along. That modifiable risk factors that are impacted by changes in diet and lifestyle, that should be the first treatment. This is indeed a treatment. We call this medical nutrition therapy, right? For all intents and purposes, I am a medical nutrition therapist. And if there's a medical condition to be tackled, it should start with nutrition first. Nutrition, proper diet changes, supplementation. And then if it is found that this is not enough, then the doctor, another visit with the doctor, and then a possible prescription. But not until diet modifications have been done first, and they need time. These changes need time to take effect to make those desirable changes in biochemistry, in eating patterns, on weight, on blood pressure, on blood sugar, on lipid panels. It needs time. We're talking a period of months. So starting with that initial consultation for a comprehensive nutrition assessment, there with the healthcare team, it should be determined the next steps. And then follow up, because you know, there's a wonderful Chinese proverb, the patient who does not pay attention to diet is wasting the physician's time. I will repeat that very astute Chinese proverb. The patient that does not pay attention to diet is wasting the physician's time, right? Food for thought, pun intended. They're looking for a rapid dietary assessment. Don't doctors have enough to do? Doesn't your medical staff have enough to do with doing the paperwork, assessing the insurance reimbursements, taking the blood pressure? And by the way, and this just happened recently too, and it happens all the time. When you're going to your doctor's office to have your blood pressure taken, and I saw this recently with another patient in another doctor's office that I was accompanying. They're sitting on the exam table, and the medical assistant is taking their blood pressure. They put the cuff on the patient. Now they're sitting on the physical exam table, and the patient's feet are dangling. Did you know that that could raise your blood pressure? Your feet, when you're having your blood pressure checked in the doctor's office, your feet should not be dangling. Your feet need to be firmly planted on the floor or on a stool or something. And you are not meant to hold up your arm. You are not meant to be supporting the weight of your arm with the cuff on it while that medical assistant takes your blood pressure. They need to support your arm by holding it up for you, or they need to have it laying on a desk, the arm of a chair, something. And that arm needs to be hoisted up to the level of the heart. Otherwise, it's being done incorrectly. And doctors, anybody listening out there, train your medical assistants. I know you rely heavily on your medical assistants to take the blood pressure, do the initial questionnaire, the query, all of that vital information, do the height, weight, all of that. They need to be schooled on taking blood pressure properly. You will find this at cdc.gov. cdc.gov has a tutorial on how to take blood pressure properly. I too often see people coming in saying, my doctor just gave me a script for high blood pressure because they found high blood pressure. And when I query them further on when that blood pressure was taken, were their feet on the ground? Was their arm supported properly? Were they being asked questions and being asked to answer questions while they were inflating that blood pressure cuff and taking their blood pressure? You are not supposed to be talking while having your blood pressure taken. It raises your blood pressure. And I tell everyone, anytime you're going to see your doctor, yes, be fasting if they tell you so, but you should not have a cup of coffee or tea either. You should not have any caffeinated beverage, is my point. Any stimulant like caffeine will cause your blood vessels to constrict, and when our blood vessels are constricted, we get high blood pressure. It happens as simple as that. It just does. Oh, but Layla, I only had a cup of decaf. Well, that's great. But that decaf might have as much as 10% residual caffeine left over. And that little bit of caffeine may still constrict your blood pressure, your blood vessels, depending on whether you're a rapid detoxifier of caffeine or not. That's a genetic test for that. If you know yourself that you often react to caffeine, like you feel anxious or anything, you're probably a poor detoxifier of caffeine. All the more reason not to have that cup of decaf when you're going to see your doctor that morning, because that little bit of caffeine may still constrict your blood vessels enough to cause a false high blood pressure reading. And it's not a false reading then, is it? Because they're seeing high blood pressure. But again, they need to be taking the blood pressure correctly. So doctors, train your medical assistants to take blood pressure correctly. School them on that, number one. Number two, have a dietitian, a qualified nutritionist in your office to do a comprehensive nutrition assessment. All of your patients deserve it. And you are not affording enough time to spend with your patients, especially if you're taking insurance, right? You don't have enough time to spend with the patients. Send them on after they visited with you, doctors, to see that dietitian, to see that qualified nutritionist for a comprehensive nutrition assessment. That is a way to do proper, holistic, medical, nutritional care. That's the way to do it. Okay, I am off my soapbox now. I invite you to email me with questions, comments, topics of interest to radioprogram@aol.com. And I want to thank you for joining me in another edition of Layla Weighs In. This is Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.